This podcast is presented to you by SatelliteToday.com, the leading online source for business news and competitive analysis in the satellite-enabled communications market.
Hi, this is Julie Samuel, managing editor for Via Satellite Magazine and online producer for SatelliteToday.com. I am reporting from NAB 2008 and sitting on the show floor with Ned Mountain, president and COO of Wagner. Thanks for spending some time with us today. Would you like to say a few words about Wagner?
Sure, I'd be glad to. Wagner is celebrating its 30th year in business. As a matter of fact, we just celebrated that officially last week. So for the past 30 years, we've been serving clients in broadcast, cable television, and private networks. We serve a very diverse client base, some of the Fox Broadcast and Fox Cable Networks, Muzak, as well as off-track betting systems that are done on satellite. So it's a very diverse client base for the company.
Tell us what percentage of your revenue you derive from satellite customers compared to cable or IP customers.
At least 90% would be on the combination satellite and cable. Since we serve both markets, we don't necessarily break those apart. IP networks are coming on strong, but it'd still be less than 10%, but there is a migration toward IP networks.
Would you say that you could expect the satellite customer figure to increase, or do you think it's going to remain steady as compared to cable in proportion?
I think the satellite part will remain relatively steady. It will increase some as more and more programmers go high definition. And there will be some growth in cable because of the fact of the digital transition happening in February 2009. The cable companies are having to spend money to purchase equipment to make sure that their subscribers don't have any interruption to service when that happens.
What do you think will drive your business relating to satellite in the next few years?
Over the next few years, there's really four things that are happening. First of all, as I mentioned, the transition from analog to digital in the broadcast industry is having a ripple effect through multiple industries. The second thing that's happening is the acceptance and wider use of what we call file-based broadcasting in order to pre-position content at remote locations and efficiently get content using a fraction of the bandwidth that is necessary for real-time live broadcasts. The third thing that's driving revenue and business is the new technologies which allow our customers to have much more efficient transmission on the satellite. H.264 MPEG-4 transmission, DVB-S2 modulation. These are things that allow our customers to either do the same information transfer at a fraction of the cost or maintain the same cost and grow their businesses and add more programming sources. The fourth thing that's happening, of course, is high-definition television. It's propagated probably all of our lives, and it's happening across the board in broadcast, cable, and private networks.
You've recently teamed up with Viasat. Can you tell us how that deal came about?
Well, we're always looking for new outlets for some of the things that we do well. And the VSAT industry is one that we have never participated in directly. But by partnering with the Viasat, who has a presence at multiple retail locations and business locations, it allows them to provide video-type services that they traditionally would not provide as part of a VSAT network. So we bring something that allows them to provide more value to their customers. The fact that they're located right down the street from us, essentially in Atlanta, and it's very easy for our engineering teams to get together and do tests and demonstrations is also good. I think that satellite is still going to have a lot of impact.
How is the growth of hybrid networks affecting your business?
We're seeing many of our long-term customers wanting to develop the ability to have a hybrid network, to have both a satellite network and at the same time distribute the same content on the internet or over a private IP network. We have one client who is primarily a satellite customer here in the U.S., but when they expand internationally, they find that the costs of satellite transponders are prohibitive. And for those applications, it's much easier for them, for the small number of affiliates they have right now internationally, to feed that as an IP network. The challenge for us as the manufacturer is to come up with a system that makes it very easy for them to do it seamlessly so that they don't really care whether it's satellite or whether it's IP. It's a hybrid network, but they don't really care how it gets there as long as it gets there.
In terms of the digital signage market, how do you see this developing over the next 12 months, and how is that going to work for your business?
Digital signage is still a very young market. I think there's a lot of hype. There's a lot of vendors in it now. I think there will be some vendor consolidation. There will be some ideas that are tried over the next 18 months that work well and some that don't work so well. I think we're at that stage right now. We have some customers doing some digital signage projects with us. Specifically, one bank in Mexico is providing digital signage using our network signage approach. We have some of our other large customers who are looking at the signage projects. So it's a very, very good potential growth for us, but it's very hard to forecast at this point.
HD has been very successful in the United States, but much less internationally. It seems like it has taken off a lot slower than everyone was expecting. How are you playing in the HD international market?
Yeah, I agree. The domestic programs are taking off quite nicely. More programmers are launching in HD as quick as they can. We're seeing a growing interest in HD in our private networks, domestically and internationally. I think the international growth appears to be slow, but it's also interesting, like on the Astra transponders in Europe, there are right now 17 HD feeds, 4 free-to-air and 13 pay. And since they have the bulk of the direct-to-home market in Europe, I would say they're a pretty good barometer of what's happening. It's slow, but the cost of LCD and plasma displays is coming down in Europe, maybe not quite as much as here. So I think we'll see a continual growth for HD overseas.
When do you think we'll really consider HD a mass market in Europe?
Sometime in the next 36 months.
So finally, do you expect that the recent credit crunch will affect your revenues and the way you do business?
We hope not. Our customers are always looking for ways to save money, to do things more efficiently, and the products and the projects that we bring to them, they're not going to buy unless it helps them do that. So I think everybody's tightening their belts a little bit, but what I'm seeing so far, it just makes people much more cautious about the business that they know they need to do to keep their businesses going. So we're hoping to weather the storm, and I feel confident that we will.
Is there anything else you'd like to talk about today?
I think you've covered it pretty good, Joel.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us, and we wish you a very successful show.
Thank you.
This podcast has been brought to you by the editors of SatelliteToday.com. For more podcast interviews and satellite communication news and analysis, visit us online at www.satellitetoday.com.